This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Highlighting two exes trapped in a studio for 4 hours.
We hope you enjoy it as much as we did.
Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
More clouds with a chance of rain this afternoon. We'll see temperatures in the low 70s.
Well, that's nice.
The chance of rain or the temperatures in the low 70s?
The temperatures in the low 70s. I was cold all weekend. It was so cold. It was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I love that we could be outside, but there it was just a tad brisk.
It was. I don't remember where the stat. And yesterday was very nice. It was sunny all day. You know, that was great. But I mean, it was a cold Memorial Day weekend.
Couldn't open Cedar Point Shores, for God's sake.
That was one of the lead stories in the three things you need to know. So cold they can't open that up. I know. Well, we have been waiting for a long time. We are now at the end of May, and it's not going to, you know, suddenly warm up to 80 degrees. It's this temperature all week long, so we're heading into June in the 60s.
So we, in my household, we keep saying, well, that's okay, because it'll now be warmer longer, like into November.
No, it won't.
Don't do that.
It won't.
That's what we're saying.
That won't be the case. That will definitely not be the
yes,
case.
Yes, it will.
We'll just that,
it's just shifting. It's just shifting forward a little bit.
And then it wasn't even as if in the winter it wasn't snowy or something, because it was snowier than it had been the last couple of years. So it wasn't even on that end of it. Enough about that. We're not gonna complain about the weather.
Morning.
It's like old people
every
complaining.
Day we do, I hate that. Every day we've been doing it.
It is. I know. Well, I'm just over it.
So I know.
Hurry it up already.
I feel like everybody is.
So if you had an extended weekend, EMCs, welcome back. We appreciate you waking up with us, or heading home from work, or dropping the kiddos off at sports, however it might be that you are waking up with us. We appreciate that. Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. The lone bright spot on a cloudy day.
What?
Dead guy in an envelope.
For who?
Anybody listening, especially first-time listeners. There's been an envelope in the studio
since January.
Since January. It's right here in my hand. It's in the on-air studio. Right here at Star 102.
Let's end it before June.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We take one guess each day. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. We've got a guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you today?
Good. Doing well.
Good. Bob Barker from The Price is Right?
That's a good guess. It's not him, though.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks anyway.
If we get a winner for Dead Guy in the Envelope, our EMCs pull it off on Thursday, which just happens to be my birthday.
Oh, yeah. What a gift.
I might just leave the show.
What a gift.
I might just walk out of the show and go get breakfast.
Well, and say, what it would
stuck
be.
Stuck the landing. I'm done.
It would be the end of an era. We would end Dead Guy in an Envelope forever. Ends on your birthday. We're good to go.
That happens.
Oh, I hope that happens.
That happens. If there is a Dead Guy in an Envelope winner, I might just have to walk off into the sunset. I'll go to yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just get something to eat, and Odyssey just has to post the job.
All right. Somebody call me on the side.
All that's just a sign. That's just meant to be.
That is meant to be. So was Titanic that night. I mean, come on. Did you forget? I can't believe we both forgot that's happening.
100% we forgot. And it's...
It's at IMAX. They're doing it in IMAX at the Great Lakes Science Center. Come on. Do you have plans Thursday night?
Probably getting something to eat.
See, but you're saying probably. That's like maybe. That feels loose. What do you mean? You mean definitively? Do you mean probably or definitively?
Definitively, I just don't know where. I gotta have some.
I
gotta go to different places. I gotta go.
I got an idea. Go downtown.
Can't.
And then go to the what's the Nuevo? What's it right there? Nuevo.
Oh,
right on the
ninth.
Right on the water there.
Yeah.
Right by the Science Center. Delicious. Science Center is like a food court too, probably.
get a food court for my birthday?
I'm just saying. Then you'll be ready for the movie. And you got to get popcorn. You got to get... Do they have popcorn at the IMAX?
This is the day.
This is now I have questions.
Because my family, when we eat out, they have... They veer towards like one thing. There's like just a couple of restaurants we can agree on. This is the one day of the year when I can pick that restaurant and I can just go rogue a little bit and get something a little bit different.
Oh.
So,
I have to figure, what are you going to pick?
I don't know.
Are you going to go
I'm so used to the same restaurants. I can order different things off the menu, but right. I got to go somewhere else. So I don't know. If you have any suggestions, DM us.
Are you going to stay east side? Are you going to come downtown? East side.
Izzy has gymnastics. I have a certain window that I have to hit. But yeah, if it's Willoughby, Menor, like somewhere probably.
I don't like that this is all planned out, that we can't change your plans and take you to see Titanic.
So there's got to be something east side.
Something downtown. Maybe grandma could help take Izzy to gymnastics. We'll get you downtown.
She has a very specific parameters of when she can drive. Grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? It can't rain. It can't be too dark. It can't be
whatever. It won't be dark. It's staying light later. You're good.
I don't think so.
We will handle it.
I think there's a lot of parameters.
The team here at the Jen and Tim Show will handle it.
Yeah, if I didn't have plans.
It feels like you have real loose plans.
Hit me with those restaurants.
Really feels loose.
Hit me with the restaurants.
All right.
Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
I don't know if this was all over your guys' feed or just mine, but there were a bunch of influencers, specifically streamers in Northeast Ohio, all weekend attending Streamer University.
No.
I love this because I missed a lot this weekend. Like, I was not doing my due diligence.
I was getting videos sent to me from everybody, but I think it's because it was at the college I attended. So everything I saw was on my old campus, and they're like, look, there's a fight going on at our old cafeteria. And look, there was a fight on stream. I don't know. They're like, look, they're eating in where we would have lunch every day. Like, it was very interesting.
Okay.
Let's get to that next.
So over the weekend, Twitch sensation Kai Cenat, he has 17 million followers on the platform, if you're not aware who he is. He was in Northeast Ohio for his event, Streamer University. If you're not aware, Twitch is a popular live streaming platform and social network where users can watch or broadcast live streams, pre-record videos, and chat with others. It's mainly popular for video game content, including esports, but also hosts music, creative content, and people doing like in real life streams or vlogging their entire life. So Streamer University was a 3-day event that took place at the University of Akron with 120 budding streamers and content creators participating as students, with several well-known internet personalities appearing as the professors. So I think because it was Akron, it was all over my feed because I've heard of all these streamers. I know their names, but I don't watch any streaming. So I was just getting texts all weekend from my friends of things going on. There was a fight at Rob's, which I mentioned, which is the cafeteria on campus. People were doing like get ready with me for my first day at Streamer University, and they're just in an old dorm that I remember. It was very weird, but the event ended up being a massive success for all involved. It generated career best stretches for several Twitch streamers, so it was good. But despite the success, Kai Cenat did say he received backlash because a lot of the people there were, it was marketed for undiscovered talent, but a lot of the people that were selected were already known in the stream.
So that you had to apply to go to it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a whole process.
Did you have to pay to go to it?
I don't know. No, I think you just got selected. Like you had to go through this whole process and you're in with these big names and you were supposed to be like, you know, having like 5 followers, but people with like 100,000 were getting selected.
I see. I would be curious how that class goes, like the streamers that taught were the speakers.
From the videos I saw, it seemed chaotic. Like it didn't seem like you were learning like you thought. Like it was just solely to create content.
Yeah, like, solely to create the content and maybe like the buzz from it. They're thinking will get you the views
drama.
And maybe that worked. But like I would think to go there, are you really learning? Like is there like a, here's the outline, here's step one, here's
That's
how you become
what I
a better
thought.
Creator.
Like how first step, what is Twitch? How do you sign up? You
right.
know, like from the basics, like what's good content? Like there's so many things you could teach.
Right.
And I just, everything I saw was just drama.
Well, it feels like they're not teachers. So yeah, wouldn't
it
be?
No, the professors are just content creators.
Right.
So, you know,
interesting. Why the University of Akron?
I don't know. That's
what
I've been trying
bizarre.
To figure
if any,
out.
I know. If anybody has an answer to that, because I didn't hear about this leading up to it, and then it
no,
happened.
I
and
heard
it was big.
Of Streamer University, but I had no idea it was going to be at Akron.
Correct. That it was going to be local, all. And that was happening last weekend. That I did not know. And all of a sudden, you hear about it over the weekend. It's huge.
Yeah.
All right. That's a great Stevie
I'd
on the socials.
I'd love to know why they chose Akron.
Yeah, maybe you know. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So on Friday, off the air, Jen says, so yeah, looking ahead to next week on Tuesday, I have it covered. You have what covered? Oh, Tasty Tuesday, I have it covered. Oh, okay, so what is it? No, don't worry, I have it covered.
Yeah.
I guess that's karma for the, I don't know, space food I brought in and a bajillion other things. Can I say something else, by the way? Speaking of Tasty Tuesday.
Yes.
I was at Sam's Club yesterday.
Is this going to be another time where you walked past a good item and you didn't get it?
No. So I took a picture of this and I posted it on the Jen and Tim Show, Insta story, Facebook story, one of these things. They have these green pickleballs, they're called.
Yes, I want to try those.
I opened them yesterday because I couldn't wait. And I knew you had something for a Tasty Tuesday.
My friend Judy just texted me about those. How were they?
Horrendous.
No, I don't believe you.
They taste like what the old school pickle scented stickers smell like.
Oh,
I have an entire bag. You can have the entire bag.
Please
bring
them in.
But the Jen and Tim Show listeners said that they're pretty good. Like, you should grab these. Oh my gosh,
I feel like
delicious.
I would.
I tried. Oh, Jen.
You're not a pickle lover, though, are you?
Well,
you like them.
Usually. But like the deep fried pickles and some other things that I am fine with. Yes, the pickled potato chips, those I am all in for all of that stuff. Those pickleballs, I'll bring them in. The entire
Please
studio.
Please bring them in.
You can have them. You can
yeah,
have those.
Yeah, I really would like
Nobody
to try
will have those.
Those.
And it is a massive bag. So is that what it is? Please tell me that's not it.
It's not what it is. Something else. Something else. And I'm actually looking forward to this. So.
Oh, you are?
I am. I'm curious. I'm
like
nervous.
That.
I'm nervous about it, but I. Very curious.
Okay.
Like, I know I'm not dreading this one like I have many times in the past.
Okay, so the big reveal right around 7:10.
So a new terrifying bridge has opened at Nelson Kennedy Ledges. This was all
Would you go across this as a show?
No! No!
I saw that there was like zipline information
yes!
over the weekend. I thought to myself, Jen's not going to go in this.
No.
Siren's Curse, to be fair. I don't know if I would go on this.
No, I wouldn't.
And this bridge looks awesome. Will Jen go on this? No.
This bridge looks awesome for people that like stuff like this. It was all over my social media and people walking in. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So where is it? What's the deal? We'll explain in 60 seconds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's 50 degrees in Painesville this morning. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Record-breaking weekend at the movies. Live-action Lilo and Stitch remake brought in $183 million. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning with $77.5 million, making it the biggest Memorial Day weekend ever. Ohio Pie Company has opened another new location over the weekend, Ridge Road in Parma. They sold out 2 days over the weekend. They were telling people it was going to be long lines, long waits, order ahead. They also have locations in Brunswick and Rocky River. And a new terrifying glass walkway has opened at Nelson Kennedy Ledges above the Sylvan Creek Gorge. 137 feet long walkway suspended with glass panel. Well, I saw a ton of like Insta stories on it. No.
Yeah, let's do this.
I think I would be one of those people that starts like quivering and falls to the ground and is frozen in time. Like, I feel like I would be too scared. I couldn't do it.
So you have to rate these most likely to least likely. And I know that that is a stretch.
Things I would do?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know the answer is none. But for this exercise, you have to rank them. The glass bridge.
No.
The zip line at the zoo.
No.
And Siren's Curse.
No! Whoa.
You don't have to do it now. We can bring it up later. I'm just saying.
I have
glass
to think about
bridge,
that.
Glass bridge, zip line at the zoo, Siren's Curse. You can DM us and rate those. Like, which would you do? Which would be the most likely to least likely that you would do?
Oh my God, that's think about so it. Hard
I know,
for me.
I know. And I'm not over here flexing thinking that I'm going to do all of that. I would definitely do zipline. I would definitely do the glass thing, but I also think that I would fall through in mind over matter if you've ever been on something like that. It is so bizarre because you're safe, but your mind says you're not safe.
Yeah. It makes me think of like the St. Louis Arch, which I found to be one of the most terrifying experiences of life.
Oh, that came up all over my TikTok for some random reason over the weekend. People, everything that I would not do again, St. Louis Arch.
Oh my God. The capapsule getting up there, nope. The window up there.
Little slits of windows. No,
yes,
thank you.
It's little slits of windows.
On everybody's lap. I saw it over the week. No,
yes.
Thank you. Never doing that.
And kids all on like field trips running around the top of this skinny little arch thing.
Nope.
Oh my God. It's the worst. But for some reason, like the glass bridge makes me think of that too. I need a minute. I can't. Okay. By the way, the walkway is supposed to offer unforgettable views while protecting the beauty of the park.
I was at a wedding over the weekend. The reason I mentioned that, one of the first things that I was asked was, hey, how many times has Jen lost in a row? Said, during rounds of Trump 2, I said, she broke that streak. She broke that streak, but it was a nice seven. Nice seven, but you broke that.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, you sure it wasn't eight, but that's right. It was about to be eight. And yeah, I also saw this weekend while going to play pickleball for the first time ever with my son on Saturday. Yes.
Happening.
Or Sunday morning, sorry. Yes, it's really
fun. Why are you dropping that?
Remembered that.
Why is this not in our notes?
I don't know.
Did you wear a headband?
I didn't. I didn't wear a headband, but my 11-year-old.
Does Phoebe know this?
No.
You can't just say this at 7:09 out of nowhere. And I can't deep dive into this.
I forgot. My 11-year-old, who has played many times before with his grandma, told me I was much better than he thought I'd be. I'm like, Max, I'm not like it. Like, of course I'm capable of playing, but it was fun. But also
I'm writing right now in our show document for tomorrow, pickleball.
Yeah.
Get into it because you have a.
Well, and the reason I brought it up is WIST was going on in Westlake this weekend. It's the Westlake Invitational. It's like a big soccer tournament. It's everywhere. We went to play pickleball at the rec center where our friend Rick Rain was directing traffic there. Of course, I yelled out the window, Rick, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. He moves me along through the traffic and then yells out, hey, Jen. And, you know, when you have a uniformed officer yell out, you got to stop in the middle of all of this traffic. And what does he say? Back to back.
Good man.
To back. And then starts cackling loudly.
Man.
I just screamed and drove away.
He's a good human.
Yeah, he is.
He is a good human.
He is, but I was real mad he did that.
So,
he laughed so hard, though.
You did win. That streak, in case you missed it, has ended.
Anyway, I have an item for a Tasty Tuesday today.
I like it because you said it's not horrendous. You at least led with that, right?
Well, I said it's not horrendous for me.
Oh, here we go.
I said it's not horrendous for me. We'll see what you think of it. The color is a little sus.
The color is sus, the hands are slapping, and I don't know what it is. So I don't... Anybody have a guess on what this might be? The color is sus, you're looking forward to it, but I might not.
So I brought in for us Sprite plus tea. And we talked about this...
Oh, no!
Here's what I didn't know.
I do not like iced tea. I just cannot... If it's lemon, if it's very lemony, basically lemonade, I'm in. But tea, I just...
God, we could not be more opposite. I want no lemon in my tea. I want no lemon in my tea ever. I love iced tea. I drink it all the time. All the time. As a matter of fact, I get delicious K-cups that I make iced tea out of.
Got the cups ready? Cups already ready? We're having this now?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to... I brought
That's
us
fine.
Cups.
Whatever you
want
to do.
You want me to pour you some? Okay. Yeah. I love iced tea. I like Sprite.
We cannot have this close to equipment.
Open it over here.
Okay. Man, I hope Ray is not listening.
Hold on.
Any of our engineering department. Is it fizzy?
I'm very nervous.
She's very close. So it's fizzy. Well, it's Sprite. It's fizzy. It's carbonated.
What I'm worried about is is it going to have a flat taste because of the tea that's in it? There was a viral trend where people were steeping tea bags in Sprite, cold, like not heating it up or anything. Oh my God. Do you want to drink this over here?
Do I want?
Well, there you go. Be careful. And they were steeping tea bags in Sprite.
It's brown.
And it was a trend, and people were saying it's delicious. Hold on, I want to put the lid back on here because are you really dreading it that much?
I just don't like it. I haven't had iced tea in a long time. Maybe I love iced tea now, because it's probably been 10 years.
I know why. I'm like, why am I hunched over? It's because of the camera. Okay. Are we ready?
Smells like Sprite. I don't get a tea smell, right? Like,
it's, if there's a tea smell, it's very gentle. Let's sip it.
All right. Tastes like Sprite. You taste any tea?
Barely.
Yeah, it's barely any tea.
Barely. It tastes like Sprite. Why is this a thing? Sprite plus tea.
There's no... A little tea, a little hint of tea at the end of that.
Very gentle hint of tea. Like there's no, I don't know that there's a reason to have this. Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, if you love tea, you got to try it. It's not, there's no reason. It's strange that they're making this. Right?
It tastes
like even you who doesn't like tea.
I get through it. Yeah, it's fine. It tastes just like.
Yeah, like the aftertaste has a tea taste to it.
Just looks like dirty Sprite.
The color, I mean, what does it? Is that the color of ginger ale? Can you see that in there? I don't even know if you could see that in the camera.
We're running cameras. We'll post it.
Yeah.
It's like a...
You can see it here.
Like, it's kind of a ginger ale.
Like, it's a very... But it's like a putrid brown.
So...
I don't know. I would love to talk to somebody else that's tried this.
Yeah.
To see if...
It's fine. Like, I would just get Sprite. It's very Sprite heavy. I don't know how else to put it.
It's very Sprite heavy.
Okay.
Wow. I feel like that was kind of a fail.
Thank you. Thank you for getting and bringing it in, though. I mean,
well, I'm glad you didn't hate it.
So we'll have
Katrina has a good. She's right.
Okay.
She's Katrina.
Are
yes.
we missing something? She were missing something.
She is explaining exactly what it tastes like.
I love it, Katrina. You were the
yes,
best.
And we got to get to
we'll
that.
See. There's about a 10% chance of Stevie trying this next, but you know, I mean, she's part of the show. Maybe she'll have some dirty Sprite. Plus T, that's next. Proud of producer Stevie. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Our afternoon guy, Chase, said save some for him, so we're going to do that.
Yes. I would do that.
Producer Steve, what'd you think? It was. By the way, if you're just joining us, what did we try just a minute ago? I'm sorry, Jen.
Sprite plus tea. Iced tea mixed with Sprite. And they're making it because it was a trend.
Yep. It's good. It does just kind of taste like Sprite.
Yeah, it's just
like a hint of tea, but mainly just
a gentle hint of tea. But
I feel like we are the worst reviewers on this product, but that's all it was. You tasted it and you think you're going to go in with a tea vibe, or maybe it finishes with a tea taste, and it really didn't. It was just, it tasted very much like Sprite.
I think the only reason why I slightly taste tea is because I know it's supposed to be tea. But I think if I was like blindfolded and given a Sprite, I think I would. Just say it's Sprite.
Katrina, though, I think nailed it.
Okay, what's that?
She says it tastes like carbonated Nest tea with lemon. You know, like the instant iced tea. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it tastes like.
I get the aftertaste of that.
Yes.
But the initial sip Sprite, the aftertaste Nest tea.
100%. Mm-hmm. Carbonated Nest tea. That's exactly what it's like. Right? Oh, you're not agreeing with Katrina.
I do. I think I just think Nest tea is a little bit like a stronger tea. Or am I wrong? I haven't had it for a while. I stay away from the iced tea, so I guess I'm not the best person to ask.
I would just take a fresh brewed tea and then
separately
a Sprite. Like I don't need them mixed together. But this also begs the question to get a Sprite and steep a tea bag in it, which is what people were doing on TikTok, which is why Sprite created this.
Well, I feel like if you're going to go for this, you need to go hard. You need to go strong. That if you're going to mix the two, then you need to make sure that not that it needs to be 50-50, but you know what I mean? There needs to be a stronger
The color
tea.
Looks 50-50. They got the color.
They definitely did.
No. Who's grabbing that off the shelf? That is not
the best color. Might have been maybe like a yellow for like a lemon or something. I don't know.
I don't think. Yeah, all I don't know.
I won't be buying it again.
Yeah.
That's just,
I'm glad
I mean,
that you did, though.
I'll just
good
get
to try.
The Sprite plain.
Very Sprite heavy, and it was
Sprite
fine.
Heavy, Sprite forward.
It's very Sprite forward.
Very Sprite forward
with a tea finish, a light tea finish.
That's exactly.
This is how we need to start. This is how we really need to start describing our Tasty Tuesdays. As opposed, it was good. It was mid. It was whatever. It was Sprite forward with a tea finish.
That is
a
perfection.
Light tea finish,
and that actually,
and a hint of lemon. I believe producer Stevie said off the air.
Very accurate.
There we go.
All right, the American Music Awards were last night.
Deidre had a hint of J-Lo.
Had a hint. It was J-Lo more forward. Than a hint. It was very J-Lo forward.
J-Lo forward. Just a hint of Kendrick Lamar.
Just
it was very
a hint.
Billy Irish forward.
Not a dot of Taylor Swift, though. I don't think dot is as fancy. Did your favorite artist win anything? We'll catch you up in 60 seconds. The American Music Awards last night, hosted by Jennifer Lopez. Although Kendrick Lamar had the most nominations with 10, he only won one. Billie Eilish, the big winner, taking home Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. Post Malone walking away with 2 wins, and Taylor Swift with none. She was nominated for 6. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.